RICO. And I think RICO is more difficult, to be honest with you, because we're talking about a much broader statute. At the same time, when you look at the allegations against President Trump, all of the allegations involved expressive conduct or speech. We have false statements alleged in overt acts, and again, all of which are political core value, political discourse. You have false statements in overt acts 1, 5, 7, 8, 17, 93, 97, 108, 113, 133, 135, and 157. Purely, the only allegations there are falsity. There's no allegation beyond the fact that those statements are made. And I'm suggesting that, again, heightened political speech has to be looked at differently. When it comes to tweets, which is, at least the way the state sets it forth, is also political speech, and here certainly by the then President of the United States, you have tweets in 22, 26, 27, 32, 75, 100, 101, 106, 114, 128, 138, and 139. So the majority of the overt acts involve false statements or tweets, which are clearly political speech. How best to deal with that under the circumstances? To prosecute those under a broad RICO charge, supposedly with contesting an election by, I guess, illegitimate speech or expressive conduct? Or is the way that we are set up as a country is that the First Amendment plays through this by others, by those that are complaining that it's false, proving it's false, bringing forth the truth? That's the essence of what Alvarez has said. That's the essence of what a case called Brown versus Hartledge, which is cited in Alvarez. It's 456 U.S. 45 at 61, a 1982 decision. All of those speak in terms of when you're dealing with that speech, that political speech, you're best to deal with it through the pushing forth a counter view of truth, not prosecuting the speech maker or the person that is articulating his political views.
That's Steve Sadow, attorney for Donald J. Trump, trying to get the Georgia case thrown out on First Amendment grounds, free speech. And it seems pretty simple to me the way Steve Sadow makes that sound. We'll find out maybe later today what the judge is going to do. That's Fulton County, Georgia, and it's all about free speech. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV men's basketball's March Madness run came to an end last night. The Runnin' Rebels fell to Seton Hall in the quarterfinals of the National Invitation Tournament. UNLV was never really in this one as the Pirates built an 18-point lead at the half and never let up. Final score 91-68. The Runnin' Rebels finished the season with a 21-13 record. It's time to play ball. Major League Baseball's opening day is today. The LA Dodgers are the early pick to win it all in October. Oddsmakers aren't bullish on Las Vegas's future baseball team. The Oakland A's have the longest odds to win the Fall Classic at 500-1. And the Golden Knights' push for playoff position continues tonight in Winnipeg. Puck drops at 5 o'clock.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just as the accident through the Charleston curve cleared on 95 northbound after Boulder Highway, a new one here in the downtown Las Vegas area, 95 northbound before Las Vegas Boulevard. That's the only reported accident on the freeways, northbound 95 approaching Las Vegas Boulevard. On the east side streets, watch the intersection of Desert Inn and Mojave. Getting word of an injury accident there, Mojave and Desert Inn. Going to have the high winds again, a wind advisory in effect this afternoon through the rest of the day. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s, 61 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rocked you like a
We've heard from Donald Trump's attorney. Now it's time to take a look at the other side of this argument. They're trying to get the case thrown out on First Amendment grounds. Donald Wakeford is the chief senior district attorney for Fulton County. Let's take you live into the courtroom right now on Live and Local.
These statements are false, that these charges should be dismissed. It's like, well, you can't punish falsity on its own, and yet each time you look at the charge, the government's saying, the state is saying that he lied. So that must be the end of the inquiry. But that's not the end of the inquiry at all. That's not what the indictment says. It's not just that he lied over and over and over again, as counsel for the defendant points out by listing all of the instances in the indictment. It's that each of those was employed as part of criminal activity with criminal intentions. And we finally get to a place where it's where I knew we would end up, which is saying, I believe Your Honor was requested to think about it as not as lies, but as legitimate concern about election issues. Well, that sounds like a trial argument to me. But this is why I began by talking about intent with Your Honor, because I knew we were going to end up in this exact place where he said, sure, you can look at them as lies because they weren't true, or you could think this is just well-intentioned concerns from an American citizen speaking his mind. And that, of course, would probably be a pretty good argument to put before a jury, and I expect we will see it. But it's not a basis for dismissing the indictment. The whole question of intent is no doubt going to be brought up. It can only be determined by a jury. But what we have heard here today is an attempt to rewrite the indictment, to take out the parts that are inconvenient and only say, well, it's all speech, it's all talking, and he was just a guy asking questions, and not someone who was part of an overarching criminal conspiracy trying to overturn election results for an election he did not win by violating the RICO statute, by making false statements to the government, by filing false documents, by impersonating officers, and doing a whole host of other activity which is harmful in addition to the falsity of the statements employed to make them happen. So I think there's been a suggestion that Your Honor can sort of reframe what you're looking at, but Alvarez does nothing to shift the basis that the court should stand upon when evaluating the indictment. And that is to say, is this speech being punished solely because it's false, solely because of its viewpoint? Or is this speech that's being demonstrated as integral to a pattern of criminal activity? And finally, the fact that it speaks to political concerns or core political speech, and this is something that the court in D.C. Thoroughly addressed, does not change the fact that it can be employed as part of criminal conduct. It's the mere fact that you're talking about issues of public concern or core political speech, which may be completely fine and protected in most contexts, does not mean that you cannot be indicted if you use that kind of speech to pursue illegal activities. That's the whole nature of the question. So it's very circular, and I would direct Your Honor to page 6 to 7 of the post-hearing brief filed by Defendant Trump, which says, the speech integral to criminal conduct exception of the First Amendment does not apply here because all the charged conduct constitutes First Amendment protected speech. That is a very neat circle. The First Amendment protects us because all the speech is protected by the First Amendment. And in the end, no matter how much we hear about the obviously the noble protections afforded by the First Amendment, all of this is an effort to get Your Honor not to look at the basic fact that this speech, this expression, all this activity is employed as part of a pattern of criminal conduct in a host of ways. And because Your Honor is bound by the indictment and has to look at the indictment and can't look beyond it, if we're going to get into this at this stage, then there's nowhere to go, as I said at the beginning, because this is all alleged as part of a pattern of criminal conduct and not protected by the First Amendment.
That's Donald Wakeford. Donald Wakeford is the chief senior district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia. Donald Trump trying to get the entire case thrown out of court on the basis of First Amendment. The state is looking at it a little differently. We'll try and take you back into the courtroom. I love, by the way, just from a production standpoint, I love being able to take you live to breaking news as it happens, unfiltered. I absolutely love that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we'll look at the fallout from the NBC News firing of the former chair of the RNC, what it means for the media landscape going forward.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
Coming up top of the hour, John Lee, candidate for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford, the former mayor of North Las Vegas, will join us. We'll talk about the state of his race in CD4. One more time, I want to take you back into the courtroom. This is Stephen Sadow, attorney for Donald J. Trump, trying to get the entire case thrown out of court. Scott McAfee is the judge, and he and Steve Sadow are going at it right now. Let's take you there into the courtroom, live and local, right here.
Constitutional value in false statements of fact. Such erroneous statements are nevertheless inevitable in free debate, and punishment of error runs the risk of inducing a cautious and restrictive exercise of the constitutionally guaranteed freedoms of speech and press. Accordingly, the First Amendment requires that we protect some falsehood in order to protect speech that matters. And I think that's what we're talking about here. To end this, and again, we're focusing on President Trump's conduct at the time that he, in fact, is the head of the executive branch. There is references to this in Brown v. Hartledge, and I cited that earlier. A well-publicized yet bogus complaint on election eve raises the concerns that you may have some impact that would affect an election. But the preferred First Amendment remedy of more speech, not enforced silence, has special force. Underlying our dependence upon more speech is the presupposition the right conclusions are more likely to be gathered out of a multitude of tongues than through any kind of authoritative selection. To many, this is and always will be folly, but we have staked upon it all. And for speech concerning public affairs is more than self-oppression, expression. It is the essence of self-government. And that comes from Garrison v. Louisiana, which is cited also in Alvarez. Bottom line here is this. But for protected First Amendment speech, President Trump would not be charged in RICO or the other counts. Take out the protected speech, and you don't have an underlying basis for which to charge him. And since that violates the Constitution as applied to the charges here and his speech here and his position here, this is ripe for a constitutional challenge. One step further. If it's not ripe now and we get into intent, when does the court determine that? Do you determine that after we have a trial?
I think it'd be the directed verdict stage.
Well, right? Would it? That's a sufficiency of evidence.
With all inferences, yeah, in favor
that's
of the state.
That's a whole question. I mean, do we go through the whole trial? God forbid there should be a conviction, and then we go back to try and determine as applied? I'm suggesting the reason it's right now and the reason why we don't even get to a trial is because it's unconstitutional to force an accused, be it the president of the United States, former president, or anyone else, to stand trial on protected speech. And I think that's what Alvarez and the progeny previous to that and after say.
Steve Sadow is the attorney of record in Fulton County, Georgia, for Donald J. Trump. They're trying to get the entire case thrown out of court on the basis of free speech. You've heard the arguments from both sides. If there's any news that comes out of the courtroom, we'll certainly bring it to you over the course of the next hour and 10 minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local. Don't forget John Lee will join us, candidate for Congress in CD4. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As long as we're talking about legal stuff, let's go to soundbite five. This is Saul Weisenberg. He is one of the legal eagles for Fox. Yesterday, Hunter Biden was not in the courtroom in Los Angeles, but they were. His attorneys were. Abby Lowell was in the courtroom, and they're trying to get the entire gun charge stuff wiped out. We'll find out if indeed that plays. But this was Saul Weisenberg, his reaction to the Hunter Biden motion to dismiss in Los Angeles yesterday. Here we go.
I'm just wondering how far this goes then, Saul. One of the key arguments is that in any of these probes, Hunter Biden has said there's been no evidence that the president, his father, was personally involved. I mean, does anything at stake here bring us to any clarity there?
No, because it's very clear that the assistant U.S. attorney in charge of the investigation didn't want, as the whistleblowers have shown and said and supported with some evidence, the AUSA didn't want anything to do, the investigation, to go into Joe Biden at all. But I think a really important takeaway from this motion to dismiss, based on the fact that the diversion agreement is in effect, none of this would have been necessary if Weiss had operated in the way a normal prosecutor would operate. This combination of a plea agreement and a diversion agreement, as the prosecution admitted in court in front of the Delaware judge that day, Judge Narielka, it was totally unprecedented. It was a Rube Goldberg concoction, and it was unnecessary. And so Weiss bears the blame for that, unquestionably.
There you have it. That is from Los Angeles. We were in court down in Fulton County, Georgia. This is a fascinating argument that's going on in both cases. Hunter Biden trying to get his case thrown out, especially the gun charges. And in Fulton County, Georgia, Donald J. Trump trying to deep six the entire prosecution down there based on First Amendment freedom. We'll find out how far that goes and if Judge Scott McAfee does rule in favor of Donald J. Trump. I don't know that he will. I'm not a legal expert. I've been listening to all of the cable news stations, and they're all talking about this particular case. We'll have more on that coming up a little bit later on, I promise. Coming up, John Lee, candidate for Congress in CD4. The former mayor of North Las Vegas, good guy. I love his family, and we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up in our next segment right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive.
The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp.